Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Dr. Finlay's Casebook, written by A.J. Cronin and read by James Cameron Stewart. There were tears in Finlay's eyes. Doggy bowed his head upon his hands. But as they listened, spellbound, her voice, rising at the second verse to one last supreme note, broke suddenly and failed. She swayed upon the seat. A tiny foam of scarlet came upon her lips. She looked at them rather stupidly, then, helplessly, she toppled sideways. Finlay caught her before she fell. As the others rose clattering from the table, Jackson gasped, "What's wrong?" "Hemorrhage," snapped Finlay. "Bring some cold water, quick." He carried her to the sofa in the far corner of the room. Doggy stood blubbering.
"It's all my fault. It's all my fault. Oh, God, what can I do for her?"
"Get a cab, you fool," said Finlay. "We must get her to the hospital."
When they got her to the cottage hospital, she had recovered consciousness. Indeed, she rallied a little for the next few days, then slowly she began to sink. She lived altogether for 3 weeks more. She was completely tranquil. She had no pain. She had everything she desired. Doggy saw to that. He paid for everything. He took her flowers every day, great masses of flowers which brought to her sunken features that faint, elusive smile. He was with her when she died, and when he left the hospital that cold January afternoon, there was written on his face a strange new firmness. Letty Gray lies buried in Leavenford Cemetery. Every week, Doggy walks up there with his big stick and his pipe. He has lost his gush, his empty laugh, and something of his taste for brandy splashes. But there is something more about him, of the man.